If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Ferrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Ferrell on the bench. How do you even describe what's happening in the World Series? First of all, it's awful. I thought everyone thought the World Series between the Yankees and the Dodgers, the two biggest brands in baseball, was going to be epic. It's been anything but epic. It's been a slaughter. The Dodgers won in the Bronx on Monday night, 4-2. Freddie Freeman, homer for the third straight game. Walker Buehler, a gem. And LA beat the Yankees, who can't get out of their own way. 4-2 was the final. They lead the Fall Classic 3-0. Otani playing with a bad left shoulder. Doesn't matter. Dodgers are one win away from a sweep in this hyped matchup in the World Series. They thought they could bring it to New York and start winning. Wrong. Freddie Freeman said, one more win, that's all I care about. Teoscar Hernandez threw out a runner at the plate with a beautiful throw from left field. Betts and Kike each had an RBI, and the Dodgers chased Clark Schmidt in the third inning. Buehler and six relievers combined on a five-hitter, and they're about to win their second championship in 5 years and eighth in franchise history. Freeman said Buehler, he's been doing this his whole career in big games, big moments. Steps up when you need him. He was brilliant. Freeman, a two-run shot. Three batters into the game, and it gave him a home run in five consecutive World Series games, dating to 2021 with the Braves, matching a major league record set by George Springer with the Astros. Freeman connected for the first game-ending grand slam in Game 1 in L.A. at Chavez Ravine. Then he hit another one the second night. Game 4 is tonight in Yankee Stadium, and the Dodgers are going to do a bullpen game, and Louis Gill will go for the Yankees. The only team in history to overcome a 3-0 deficit in a best-of-seven was the Red Sox against the Yankees in the 04 ALCS, as you know. Aaron Boone said, hopefully we can go be this amazing story and shock the world. But right now it's about trying to get a lead, trying to grab a game, force another one, and then one from there. But we got to grab one first. Gee, you think, Aaron? Dave Roberts had it all going. He said, don't talk about that. Wrong guy, way too early. I don't want to divulge any secrets, but from the other side, I just think that we have to stay focused, stay urgent. Talking about, he was on that Red Sox comeback team. In the 11 previous World Series meetings between these rivals, the lone sweep was the Dodgers in 63 behind Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale. That's the only other time the Dodgers had a 3-0 lead in a World Series. New York hasn't been swept in a World Series since 76 when they were done by the Reds. But on all five occasions they fell behind 3-0 in a best-of-seven, the Yankees lost Game 4. L.A. has seven World Series games they've won in a row against the Yankees, dating to the 81 crown because they swept them. This one was the first series game at Yankee Stadium since New York clinched their 27th title in 09 against Philly. It didn't matter. Aaron Judge and the Bronx Bombers have no lives. in their bats. They were held to 4 runs, 9 hits in the last 2 games. They didn't score until Verdugo's 2-run homer off Kopech with 2 outs in the 9th. It doesn't even matter. They're getting their ass beat. It's over. Buehler allowed 2 hits in 5 innings. His only previous win this year during an injury filled season was May 18th against Cincinnati. The two-time All-Star improved to 4-4 in 18 career postseason starts, including a 2-0 record with a 0.50 ERA and 3 World Series starts. He's yielded 1 run and 7 hits in 18 innings in those assignments with 22 strikeouts, game threes against Boston in 18, Tampa in 2020, and now the Yankees. He said, it's weird for me. I think the playoffs, big game, that's always the thing I care about. It's the only thing I care about. I was kind of awful all year. I think once you get to the playoffs, the adrenaline, I think whatever fear I had about my elbow or trying to throw a certain pitch or whatever goes away because it's all now. It's all go. It's helped me, I think. And I got to tell you, the Yankees have struggled at the plate during the 2 losses in L.A. Now at home, Boone didn't want to make any changes, but the Dodgers came out quickly. Schmidt walked Ohtani on 4 pitches to begin the game, and out later, Freeman jacked a cutter into the lower deck in right field for his 13th career postseason homer. He joined Hank Bauer in 58 of the Yankees, and Giant slugger Barry Bonds in 0-2 is the only players to go deep in the first 3 games of a World Series. It's unbelievable. Freeman said, when you come into a road park, you want to try to strike early and quiet the crowd, and we were able to do that in the first inning. Ohtani over 3 and a walk with that problem. He even grazed a pitch off of his foot and had all kinds of problems again with pain. He finally got it to subside. He said he feels good about that. I was told to wear a device that keeps my shoulder warm. So during the pregame ceremony, throughout the game, I was wearing that per the trainers and their recommendations. The reason why I was holding on to myself when I was running is to make sure that I wouldn't use that same shouldered arm if I were to slide. Edmund drew another 4-pitch walk from Schmidt leading off the 3rd and scored on Betts bloop single. Kike added an RBI single in the 6th. Schmidt walked 4 over 2 2/3 innings in his 3rd postseason start. He lost his 5th straight decision dating to May 16th when he had a win at Minnesota. Unbelievable. So Eo will be the guy. He's made 1 postseason start. He gave up 2 runs over 4 innings in a no decision in game 4 of the ALCS at Cleveland. He won 7 straight starts before a no decision against the Dodgers at Yankee Stadium on June 9th when he gave up 3 runs in 5 2/3 of a 6-4 win by New York. None of that matters now after they're just getting slapped around by the Dodgers. How does anyone think for 1 minute that they're winning a game? Just so we're clear, Judge again, 0-for-3 with a strikeout. He's been putrid. Let's talk about Monday Night Football. Did you see what Calvin Austin did? The 5'9", buck 62-pound Austin went off in this game with a couple of tutties. He scored twice. He even texted his friends over the weekend, said he was going to have a breakout game. But he raced 73 yards for a tutty. After a pep talk from Tomlin, and then he had a 29-yard over-the-shoulder grab for a tutty to help the Steelers beat the Giants 26-18 on Monday night. The other one was a punt return. Pittsburgh won its 22nd straight home game under the Monday night lights, and Austin had it all going. T.J. Watt strip-sacked Daniel Jones with less than 3 minutes to go to end one of New York's drives, and then rookie corner Beanie Bishop, the badass, picked Jones off with 42 seconds to play to end the game with the Giants driving and trying to score and get a 2-pointer to tie it. That never happened. Tomlin said it wasn't as fluid as we'd like, but that's football. We've got to guard against style points. They didn't have any style, but the Steelers won their 3rd straight and head into the bye week, leading the AFC North by a game over the Ravens. They've relied on their defense in the opening month. The Steelers' offense found another gear since Russ Wilson took over. The 35-year-old completed 20 of 28 for 278 in his 2nd home start. Only miscue a fumble with about 4.5 minutes left that opened the door for the Giants, but they fell to 2-6. Watt closed that door when he got the fumble recovery. He just never ceases to amaze. Tomlin said he's got a unique talent, a unique approach. He gets unique results. He strips players and gets fumbles. That's one of the things he does, and he sacks quarterbacks. Najee ran for a buck 14, topping 100 yards for the third straight game. For the first time in his career, Boswell kicked 4 field goals to bail out the offense that was a little bit stagnant. Wilson spread the ball around. He connected with 8 players this time. Last week, 6. This week, 8. He was hitting Pickens again. Austin finished with 3 catches for 54 yards. Van Jefferson, 4 catches, 62 yards. McCoyle Pruitt even caught a pass, the third string tight end. Wilson said, guys are believers. Austin said, we're all competitors. We're going to always bank on us regardless. Tyrone Tracy ran for a season high 145 yards for the Giants, including a 45-yard sprint in the fourth quarter that pulled New York within 8. The Giants tried a 2-point conversion, but it failed. Because Malik Nabers behind the line of scrimmage was swatted away, a pass that they drew up. Jones benched in a fourth quarter of a loss to Philly last week, went 24 of 38 for 264, and the late pick. Slayton finished with 4 catches for 108. Nabers, 7 catches for 72 yards. Greg Joseph had 4 field goals for the Giants, 11 penalties for the Giants for 65 yards. Brian Daboll, the coach of the Giants, said there were a lot of good things, just not enough of them. The Giants, who are 2-6 for the second straight season, 2 years removed from a big season that ended with a playoff run. The Giants gave Jones a bunch of money, and everything has gone to hell since. The Giants host Washington on Sunday at MetLife. The Steelers have a bye. Then they visit the Commanders at the dump in Landover on November 10th. Let's do the NBA. Last night, Heat 106-98 over the Pistons in Miami. Jimmy Buckets had 23-7 and 4 steals. Cavs beat the Knicks 110-104 at the Garden. Garland with 34. Bridges 19 for the Knicks. Suns winners 109-105 over the Lakers in the desert. KD had 38 rebounds, 4 blocks. D-Book had 33. Magic 119-115 over the Pacers. Bancaro had 50, but the Pacers covered. Wizards covered. They beat the Hawks 121-119. Kuzma had 25, 11, and 7 dimes. Celtics covered. They beat the Bucks 119-108. And Pritchard had 28, including 8 threes. Nuggets rallied from 15 down to win in overtime, 127-125 over the Raptors. The Joker had 40 and 10 boards. The Bulls beat the Grizzlies by 3 in Memphis. Zach LaVine with 30. Bulls covered. Rockets covered 106-101. They won in San Antonio. Jalen Green had 36. Mavs over the Jazz, but the Jazz covered 110-102. Dallas wins it. Kyrie with 23, 6 boards, 9 dimes. Kings covered by a hook over the Blazers in Sacktown. Sabonis had 16 and 13 with 7 dimes in a 111-98 win over the Blazers. Quick note, as far as that, the Cavs covered in that game and the Pistons covered in that game against the Heat in Miami. Let's look at Tuesday, what's happening. You got Nuggets, Nets at the Barclays at 7:30, Denver laying 5.5. TNT 7:30, Mavs and T-Wolves in the Target Center in Minneapolis. Minnesota's laying 5.5, 9 o'clock. Kings and Jazz and Salt Lake Shakers. Sacramento laying 5.5. The nightcap on TNT is Pelicans Dubs at the Chase in San Francisco. Pelicans are laying 3.5 there. Let's hit the hockey. Panthers 5-2 in Buffalo. Barkov with a goal and an assist for the Panthers. Jackets bomb the Oilers 6-1. They played plus 196 for that upset in Ohio. Lightning 3-2 in overtime over the Predators. Paul the winner in the extra session for the Lightning. Tavares with a hatty. Your boy Johnny T 6-4. Leafs give the Jets their first loss In Vorelipeg, they fell to 8-1. Blackhawks, winners in Denver. Donato with a couple goals and an assist for Chicago. 5-2, they win it. Sharks in overtime at Utah. They win it 5-4. Wenberg, the winner for San Jose. Aho, another overtime winner. Canes beat the Canucks 4-3 in Vancouver. And Vegas 5-0 over the Flames. Kolesar had two goals for the Knights. Let's take a look at what's happening in terms of Tuesday night in the NHL. The Wild and Penguins meet at PPG in Pittsburgh. Minnesota's minus -1.25. The Flower, Marc-Andre Fleury's last game ever against the Penguins. Flyers and Bruins at the Garden. Boston's minus -2. Bills. Kraken are at the Bell Center in Montreal. Seattle's minus -150. Blues and Senators in Ottawa. Ottawa's minus -1.5. The Ducks are at the racetrack against the Islanders. Islanders are minus -240. Rangers and Capitals on ESPN. 7:30 in D.C. The Rangers are minus -1.45. They're 6-1-1 and 4-0-0 away. King Sharks at the Tank in San Jose. L.A.'s minus -275. That's the nightcap on ESPN. Believe it or not, there's college football tonight. 7 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. New Mexico State. The Aggies are taking on Florida International at Pitbull in Miami. FIU's laying 9. 7:30 on the deuce. Louisiana at Texas State. Louisiana's 6-1, 3-0 in the Sun Belt. Texas State, though, laying 3.5. They're 4-3 and 2-1 in the Sun Belt. At 8 o'clock on ESPNU, Louisiana Tech's 3-4. At 6-2, Sam Houston. Sam Houston's laying 10.5. So that's it on a Tuesday. Catch Pharrell Coast to Coast every day, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on SportsGrid TV, SportsGrid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. We're on Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG, TCL TVs. Just search SportsGrid. You'll find us. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo, YouTube TV, Fire TV, SiriusXM Channel 159, and Sports Byline USA. Make sure you catch Pharrell and the Prophet. Our app is kick-ass. It's got killer shows and new shows coming this week. How about Jim Florentine added to the lineup with some of his comedy specials and Meet the Creeps? That's on top of already having Miserable Men, Pipe Dreamers, Episode 5 coming any day now, maybe today for that matter. Make sure you catch Prophet Plays. The Prophet's back from Europe and another fancy vacation, going on a cruise on a river for like 2 weeks and spending all kinds of money. He's seasick. I think he's also got vertigo, and he's definitely got jet lag, so I want nothing to do with him. We'll start doing Pharrell and the Prophet again soon, and later this week, Saturday, we'll finally get back to doing How the F Did They Get Tony Bruno? That show's kick-ass as well. Catch all the shows, and make sure you get in on our weekly football pool. It's free. It's a contest. You answer a bunch of questions. Whoever gets the most right wins $2,500 in DraftKings money, $2,000 for second, $1,000 for third. This week, 8 people tied for second and got $277.78 each. And one guy won it at $2,500. So every week we're doing it. Keep an eye out at PharrellandTheBench.com for the link, on Pharrell and the Prophet app, on my social media, at Scott Pharrell, and on Facebook, and you'll see the link. All you got to do is sign up free and then answer the questions, and you're golden. You're good to go on a Tuesday, and everybody loves to get a little piece of Pharrell on the Bench. Here we go, Steelers. Here we go.